Good evening. We had today, just down the road in Kennington, David Cameron coming to our part of London to talk about Broken Britain, which I felt a bit unsure about him coming to our community to talk about what he thinks is being broken in Britain. What do the candidates, please, think is broken in Vauxhall, if anything, and how would you go about fixing it, please?
It's a big question for 1 minute. Perhaps you can each give a brief indication of what you think is broken in this community and some indication of how you might go about fixing it. First of all, Joseph. Used to be the Lib Dem policy, but the Lib Dems have now raised to £250,000. And I think, you know, if we don't have a fair society, there's a book came out recently called Spirit Level, which actually showed that societies which are fairer have far less problems, far better standards of health, far better standards of mental health, and so on. I think that's where we need to move.
Okay,
Terry.
I think there are amazing things happening in Vauxhall, and I don't really take the line that everything is broken in Vauxhall, because actually what we have very, very rich people, very, very poor people, and yet in many of the communities in Kennington and Oval, up in Clapham, people work together, either through faith groups or through campaigning groups or all sorts of ways. So there isn't that huge, big division between rich and poor in terms of what they do, and how most people, whatever their background, want to see a better community that they live in. But what I believe is really broken in this area is housing, and social housing, affordable housing. It is just not good enough that so many people not only can't even get onto the housing waiting list if you're a young single man with no chance, but actually are living in very, very overcrowded facilities. And I think that it's been something that right from the beginning, I don't think my government, right from 1997, made housing a big enough priority. We made education, we made the health service very important. In the last 2 years, finally, housing has become to the top of the agenda. And I have pushed that very, very strongly, because I do believe that if you don't have a decent place to live, and so many other things that start off good family life in terms of your education chances and all of that are failing. So housing is the area that I most want to concentrate on.
Daniel Lambert, yeah. Please stay sitting. Collectively socially developed by all human beings in all cultures throughout our history. So therefore, I'm looking at it and I'm
Lynn Chambers, Conservative.
Yeah, I would echo what Kid said, that there are many things, many positive things that are going on in our community, and many community organisations that are doing a terrific amount, so I wouldn't want to take away from that anything that they do. But I do believe we do have a problem with a broken society. I mean, 100 years ago, there were 100,000 recorded crimes in England and Wales. Last year, there were 4.7 million. Now, if that isn't an indication that something's gone wrong over the last 100 years, over various governments of various different colours, I'm not sure what is. So that's one thing. Then we've also seen, of course, the breakdown in respect, civility, antisocial behaviour, which, if you speak to people of an older generation, they will say, we didn't have these problems in the past. And so I think that's an issue as well. I would also say spending more government money on dealing with these problems has clearly not worked. If 13 years of Labour government cannot do it, then nothing is going to. So that's why we need to build the strong society that David Cameron has elucidated. And we need to build strong moral values, strong families, and deal with these problems.
Thank you. Jim Capitanos from the Animal Protection Party.
Start creeping the Vauxhall because I think that the problems of social housing and the fair distribution of housing is one which Vauxhall has faced for a long time and will continue to face. I think there's no quick solution. So I'm not going to score 2 points off on this one.
Can I just check? Was that audible to everybody? Was that coming through okay? Yeah. It sounded quite quiet from this side. Was it coming through the system?
Yeah.
Just a reminder to all candidates to hold it very close and speak nice and loud. And finally, Jeremy Drinkle, Workers' Power.
I'm going to disagree with both Caroline and Lynn Chambers. I do not think that this idea of a broken society, I think it's used to make us feel fear and hatred. Crime is going down in this country and in this area. And I think that those who are trying to whip up fear actually divide the community. And immigration is not a centre of a broken society. This country could do with more immigration. Immigrants are very welcome here. They produce as well as they consume, and they're welcome. I agree that housing is a major problem. There are 4.5 million people on the waiting list for social housing in this country. They can't afford any housing, and yet this government has built 2,700 council homes in 13 years. That's 200 a year. That is outrageous and actually a record low. So I think that what we need is to build 1 million new council homes, put some of the 3 million people who are unemployed, 2.5 million, back into work, building those homes.